We're going to talk about WFH. Greg, do you know what that is?
No.
Work from home. And we have tech expert and tech journalist Andrea Smith joining us. Good morning, Andrea. How are you?
Good morning. I'm well, thank you. How are you, gentlemen?
We're okay. This WFH is a new phrase, or at least the shorthand for work from home. So everybody's kind of adopting a little tech terminology for that. We've been doing this maybe for about a month. What's the status and how are people adapting that you've seen out there?
Yeah, it's getting on to a little over a month. You know, I think, especially since we have an acronym now, I think that it's becoming the new normal, right? But a lot of people really weren't used to working from home in the beginning or having kids around while they work. So I think it was just really important for people to get a little space set up that they can call their very own. You know, for some it can be a kitchen counter, for some a closet that you turn into a desk, but it needs to be quiet. It needs to have a few, very few distractions. So, of course, technology comes into play. I've got some great tech ideas to help you stay focused and productive.
Well, let's talk about that. Some of the things that are out there that maybe we hadn't looked at that can help us in our new venture.
Yeah, you know, the right tech tools really can help. For instance, if you're doing a lot of Zoom or Skype video calls all day, you know that clear communication is key. Headphones like the Turtle Beach Elite Atlas deliver clarity and reliability. So you can hear everything going on and they can hear you, but not what's going on in the rest of the house. These have fabric-wrapped ear cushions that block out external noise, and they are super soft to wear. And if you're working on a laptop, connect the Rocket Vulcan keyboard so you'll be fast and precise when you're typing in what might not be an optimal environment. It's got illuminated raised keys to help reduce typing strain, so a really good keyboard to put into play. The other thing is getting the right lighting can really help. Now, you know me, you know I love gadgets that do double duty. GE Lighting's LED Plus collection offers great light plus a few extras. So if you usually listen to music while you work, GE's LED Plus speaker bulb streams music from your phone via Bluetooth. And to personalize your workspace a little bit, the LED Plus color bulbs offer two white tones, a soft, relaxing white, and an energizing daylight, which I need in the morning, plus eight vivid colors. So when everyone shuts down for the day, you can use the speaker and the color bulbs and have yourself a family dance party.
Well, you need something for the off time or some double duty, and you kind of have to, as you mentioned, do this, figure out the space for it. But you also probably, from working from home, have to kind of figure out a schedule. So you realize, I mean, you could be at home working 24 hours a day, so you got to have to limit some of that, I would assume.
Well, one thing I always say, and I used to say this when my husband worked from home, just because you can sit at your computer from 7:30 a.m. until 8 p.m. doesn't mean you should do that. You know, you've got that, remember your commuting time where you used to maybe listen to music or listen to a podcast or just think. You know, it's where you get really creative. Make sure to step away from the computer. Make sure you continue to have a schedule and take time for yourself. You can't just be focused on work all day.
What about even just going outside for a little bit, taking that break? Even if you were at the office, sometimes maybe you would take a break for lunch and you would go somewhere, or maybe you'd be able to get out a little bit. There's something about fresh air that can kind of reinvigorate you.
Yeah, you go take a walk, you know, put on a mask and just go outside, walk around the block, walk around the neighborhood. I've been doing a lot of that. Get your head clear. Get your body moving. It is so important to do that.
We've also talked in the past with people working from home, still being able to communicate somewhat on a social level with those people you work with. So every time you communicate with them, it's not always business. How do you balance that? And any suggestions for that situation?
Well, you know, a lot of companies use those services like Slack that have kind of group chats and different rooms for different things. So you can have your work in one room on it and another one is more social. It's really important to be connected, right? You know, we have Zoom calls with just, you know, happy hour, you know, just to stay connected to your friends. You know, those people you used to hang out with at the vending machines, maybe have a little, you know, Zoom or Skype chat with them just to get together. How are you? Did you see, you know, Colbert last night or whatever it is? It's important to do that. But one thing that we're all learning is that you need to have a reliable connection to balance all of this, and you need to have a reliable phone line for those calls and meetings that you're doing all day. Your mobile device just isn't going to cut it. Uma is a phone service that gives you everything your old landline had, like caller ID and 911 service. It comes in a few configurations, so you can choose if you want a direct connection to your router or go wireless, but either way you get fast, reliable connectivity with HD voice quality, which is so important during these times. Once you purchase the hardware, which starts at just $79, the phone service is free. You pay just the taxes and the fees. And what I really like about this is Uma gives you a free mobile app for making and receiving those phone calls. So you're using your Uma phone number and not your mobile number. So maybe you're talking with companies or brands or clients that you really don't want them to have your personal mobile device. This is a great way to mask that so they only see your Uma phone number.
Lots of things we talked about today, good advice, different tech type of equipment. Where can people find out more about some of the things you've mentioned this morning?
Head to d6news.com/workathome and get more information on all of these items.
Sounds good. We appreciate your time, Andrea. Thanks for sharing with us.
Thank you.